Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me today on another Weekday Meditation. Over in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, we read about a new heart. The text says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You know, science has produced a lot of amazing medical advances, and possibly the most spectacular is the ability to transplant human body parts, replacing old with new from donors or even artificial ones. Like just a few decades ago, transplants were just rare, but these days, everybody seems to know someone with a new hip or knee or kidney or lungs or liver or something, even a heart. Well, when Ezekiel records this promise from God, he had no knowledge of all those things, but he carefully recorded the message of a heart transplant. And we can relate. Although the heart in this passage refers to the core of our being, not to a physical blood-pumping muscle, the image is the same. Friend, today, for us to be able to receive the greatest possible peace, power, and direction, we're in desperate need of a new heart. And to have that kind of transplant where God himself would step into our life and repair our old heart or even replace it with a new one. So let's take time to meditate and join me in this prayer. Father, today, would you give me the ability to hear from you, give me a welcoming spirit to allow you to work inside of me, and give me a new heart, a heart filled with the things of God, a heart filled with grace and mercy, with the fruits of the Spirit, and the ability to live in your power. Lord, today I trust that you've heard and that you will answer in the name of Jesus. And now I want you to take just a few moments to get your body at ease, maybe pull over on the side of the road or step off the treadmill or just find a place of quietude and solitude. I believe one of the greatest parts of prayer is prayerful meditation, where we stop and we listen for how God wants to answer our prayer and give us peace, power, and direction for our day. And that's why this time of meditation is so critical. So I'm going to mind the time, and we'll have a small bit of music playing in the background, and you just get still and allow yourself to enjoy quietude for a couple of moments and listen for how God may give you this direction. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, the Bible often uses an image of a cold or hard stone to picture a person who is hardened or somebody that's closed to God. Hearts become hardened through repeated sin and living for self. But listen to me, friend, God wants to give you a new heart. As you've taken time to speak to Him and to hear from Him today, let Him soften your heart and prepare you for the best He has for you today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.